North Korea agreed today to shut down its main nuclear reactor and eventually dismantle its atomic weapons program. The agreement came just 4 months after the communist state tested a nuclear bomb. The deal marks the first concrete plan for disarmament in more than 3 years of six-nation negotiations. John Swinson Wright is a lecturer in international relations at the University of Cambridge. He spoke to us about the significance of the deal and what still needs to be achieved.
I think this is a real genuine breakthrough, and I think to some extent it's a very encouraging, positive first step. It's clear that the United States has been willing to compromise. The Bush administration in the past has held out for a much more ambitious negotiation, an ambitious agreement in which North Korea gives up all of its nuclear weapons and gives them up comprehensively and irreversibly. But what we have here is a partial agreement on the part of North Korea to suspend its Yongbyon reprocessing facility. What we don't have is a clear indication of how the next steps are going to be achieved. We have an agreement to hold further negotiations to talk about the modalities, the mechanism, the timing by which North Korea gives up the rest of its nuclear capabilities. So we still have a long way to go. But I wouldn't underestimate the importance of reaching an agreement at this stage.